It's Tuesday, February 25th, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. A settlement has been reached between Trigon Metals Combat Mine and the Mine Workers Union for 533 retrenched workers. The agreement, detailed in a media statement, provides severance pay, leave compensation, relocation assistance, and employer-funded medical exams. Retrenchment packages will be disbursed today, with a recall list prioritizing former employees if operations restart. New vehicle sales reached 966 units in January, slightly higher than the previous year, but down from December. Similar Storm economist Almandro Janssen notes that post-festive budget constraints often keep January sales below 1,000 units.
We expect a moderate boost in vehicle sales, particularly in the light commercial vehicles used in construction, trade and logistics. Some consumers may also shift towards more expensive models, lifting the average selling price in the market. Trade and logistics firms could see this as an opportunity to modernize or expand the fleets. Despite lower interest rates, challenges still remain. A weaker rand and global supply chain issues could push up vehicle prices, limiting affordability. Consumer confidence is still fragile. If borrowing costs continue to ease, we could see a substantial recovery. But affordability constraints and economic conditions may keep the pace of growth gradual rather than imminent.
The Industrial Development Agency published its inaugural annual report, disclosing $3 billion in asset management since its founding in 2018. Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi called for a results-driven approach, while NIDA CEO Richwa Lukonga discussed key aspects of the report.
It was an integrated process, that as we were busy with our financials, we were also busy with the development of our integrated strategic plan, which is a five-year strategic plan from 2025-2026 to 2029-2030, to the realization of Vision 2030. And that strategic plan has been approved by our board and also submitted to the Lion Ministry. One of the things that we have done was also to look at the business model, where we assessed various NIDA business associates and come up with a business model for NIDA in terms of its operations.
Fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has claimed around 7,000 lives since January, and according to Reuters reports, this is inclusive of combatants and civilians. And according to DRC's Prime Minister Judith Suminwa, who was speaking at a high-level Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva, she reported that 3,000 deaths occurred in Goma, while 450,000 people were displaced after the destruction of 90 displacement camps. To North America now, where U.S. federal workers have sued over Elon Musk's threat to fire them if they don't detail their work achievements. The lawsuit alleges that billionaire Trump advisor Elon Musk had violated the law with his emailed demand this past weekend, as Kate Fisher reports for us from Washington.
The suit, filed in California federal court, comes amid confusion over whether employees must respond to the email distributed from the Office of Personnel Management, which functions as a human resources agency for the federal government. It said employees needed to detail five things they did last week by the end of the day on Monday. Elon Musk, who is leading efforts to downsize the federal government under the newly created Department for Government Efficiency, continued to threaten federal workers on Monday morning, even as some top Trump-appointed officials told employees not to comply. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.